Happy New Year, you guys. How y'all doing? Yeah. Man.
Oh, don't break the mic, please.
Said, woo. We got really excited about the new year.
I know, man, 2020.
Yeah, we're supposed to be.
2020.
You know what they call 2020?
Barbara Walters.
Year of the crit.
Is it?
Yeah. Ooh.
Double crit.
Double crit.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty
uh-huh.
cool.
I hope this new year John doesn't crit at all.
I mean, the year is an omen for more critting, then John may never roll a bad roll again. Ever again.
He just nailed it. Every crit.
Love you too, Jake.
It's beautiful.
So I got to ask, because it's obviously a conversation we've all had so far. What's the... what are your New Year's resolutions? Let's go around the table and just talk about New Year's resolutions, good or bad, or, just like something small maybe, with the Mark, what kind of New Year's resolutions?
Why are you starting with me?
Because you're on my left.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I've been thinking of trying to get back into doing more art stuff, like drawing.
Okay, cool. That's good. Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Working on more cosplay stuff, but trying to branch out more into technological stuff, like,
gotcha.
Robotic for certain uniforms.
What, you trying to become the next Tony Stark, or are
hell
you
no.
just doing?
Oh, okay. Hell no! I'm not that smart. Please, okay. I can solder stuff. I can't design algorithms.
I gotcha. John, what's your New Year's resolution?
I would love to invest the time and money into start streaming. Like, seriously, it's something I've wanted to do for years.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Kelly, what's your?
I'm excited to not have cancer this year. And I'm excited to also not be taking care of an infant as she gets older. So with all this new time I hope to have, I kind of want to use this year to build out Rebecca's fantasy world that she's going to put her book and stories in that she's starting to write.
Oh,
because
nice,
I'm also
nice.
Going to use it to run homebrew Pathfinder games.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so,
very
awesome.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
That's very cool.
It's going to be a twofold. Because she needs help with world building,
yeah.
Because she's all like plot and people and dialogues, yeah. And I'm all big picture kind of stuff. So I'm going to make like the world,
yeah,
and like nice. The people.
Yeah, world building is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I love world building, and she can write all the shit.
Yeah.
But question, who's going to design all the food? You got to have that like that really juicy descriptions of like how the steak rolls.
Just hire George R. Martin.
No, George R. Martin.
No, this whole world, it just operates off of eating nothing but pizza and sushi. That's all we eat.
What a world.
So everybody just eats pizza and sushi. I'm not going to design any food.
What a world indeed.
I'll design super extravagant like drinks and beverages and like
yes.
great it's liquors and great beers, and then they'll just be always eating pizza with it.
That's acceptable. I'll be fine with
this
that.
Fine golden wine with hints of honey and sunflower. Oh, hand me the pepperoni. It'll pair wonderful with this expensive wine.
Don't pair that with mushrooms, you savage.
Well, what if I like Hawaii? Like pineapple in my pizza.
You go straight to jail.
Anyway, I'm going to build a world. So what are you going to do, Tim?
Well, I have... okay. It's a little more abstract, but not quite as exciting. But my first one is to be more grateful. Because
okay.
That's a good one. You know... What do they say? Ungratefulness is the seed for bitterness. So gratefulness is the seed for joy. And my other New Year's resolution is to play with my new Hero Forge Mini.
Wow, that's awesome!
I like it already,
yeah.
man.
Adelar,
throw that on the Twitter.
Well, yeah, we'll throw this on the Twitter.
It's already on the Instagram.
Oh.
All right, well, pull the rug right from under me.
I mean, you told me to post it a long time ago.
That's right. Okay, well, anyways.
I'm just glad none of you guys apparently looked at it.
Luckily for you, I don't follow us.
I may have seen it. Oh, yeah, I did see it.
So,
it just wasn't painted.
Yeah, I don't think I'm good at painting. So, I'm not that good. So, Adelar is holding a money bag. On his side is another money bag. And I did have the option to put a money bag at his feet, but I thought that was a little too much starting out. But yeah, that's an add-on for later. He does also have two shiny rings on, which hint for the new year, Jake. Maybe we'll run into some rings of power or something.
You're going to get rings of negative energy.
Oh, man.
Negative level rings.
Oh, shit.
But they're pretty.
They're going to be homebrew items.
So yeah, that's
with all this, with
that's
all
what's
this.
Going on with me in the new year.
Very nice. Very nice. So I gotta say, I think my New Year's resolution would just be to maybe love you guys a little bit more.
Oh no,
because I hate each and every one of you.
I knew there was something.
We're only level one. We have not made your life nearly as as hellish as it's going to be.
I mean, if anything, I mean, I've John made it at least a little.
I've made it a little hard.
Yeah, Sir Benson Headcleaver over here.
Sir Bronson.
No one knows his name. They don't know him as the head cleaver.
Yep.
Head cleaver.
I can get his name right.
Head cleaver, and I believe he cooks well. No, no.
He cooks well done.
Well done. He cooks very well done.
People always mix it up. Now, I got a...
My steak is very badly burned.
So, starting off the new year, we got things we want to work towards, things that we want to, try to achieve, and we'll see in a month how we do. Because it's what, after the first month... It either stays or people just forgot about it or something like that.
They say it takes 21 days to form a habit.
21 days. So 2 episodes from now, we'll circle back February 1st and just see where we're at. But for now, let's go ahead and jump into some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, guys. How about that?
All right. Not bad.
So I actually want to start off with a little flashback.
Oh, no. Do we have flashback music?
I'm going to show a humble little home that you guys see, the audience sees, and it's small. You know, it doesn't look like whoever lives here is living extravagantly for one, but we see a small half elf boy who's sitting at the dining room table. He's reading, looks like. Financial ledgers? I don't know. He's like not the typical reading of a young boy, but it's just a quiet little house. He's just reading by candlelight, and a room away you hear two people arguing. It doesn't sound like it's violent. It just sounds like there's bickering going on. You hear a woman.
I don't know why you are making such a big deal out of this, Aleph. It is the natural order of things. The gods give and take away. You will perish, I will remain. Why does that bother you? Do you really hold such little regard for my life? Am I just a plaything to you? A bug? Here today and gone tomorrow? What bothers me more is that it doesn't even seem to faze you. Aleph... You know I care for you deeply. Why else would I bear your child, sacrificing my freedom, if I did not? You act so human sometimes. Can you not look beyond yourself for one moment? There you go again, always telling me how human I am. Well, this human here has feelings, has desires, and wants you to show some remorse. I will die one day, and you don't seem to care at all.
At this moment, the man we know as Aleph now begins running out of the bedroom, and he pretty much topples over the young, the half-elf boy that was had his ear up to the door, and as he was listening.
Oh, Addy, my boy, you shouldn't be up this late. You were arguing again. You can ask your mother about that. I'm off to take a walk. Aleph, don't do anything rash. I'll try to contain my humanness.
After the father figure leaves, the woman walks over to the young boy, who's obviously startled at what just happened.
Adelar, everything's all right. Go back to bed. Mommy... Why were you and Daddy fighting? Oh, Adelar, it's tough to put into words. Ah, here. Look over there. Do you see that moth?
She brings the young boy over to the window, and they can see a beautiful moth. It's colored with light green and tan displayed on its wings, and it looks like the magical creature sent from Desna herself.
That moth doesn't know it. But it helps out many other living things in Galarion. It's food for the birds and bats, and helps our flowers bloom and spread their offspring. In the same way, we all help Galarion in so many ways. And just like the moth, we don't know all the ways we help, but we do. Sadly, like the moth, we must die at some point. They don't die senselessly, but they die having served their purpose. We are a little different from the moth, and sometimes we say that people die too young, or that we don't live long enough, but whether we know it or not, we have lived and have served our purpose. Does that make Daddy sad? Daddy doesn't quite look at life the same way I do, but don't let that worry you. Everything is going to be just fine. He'll come around. You'll see. Now it's time for you to get back to sleep. I love you, Adelar. Love you too, Mommy.
The young Adelar, as we now know him, scampers off to bed and sort of scuffles. The woman watches Adelar make his way to the bedroom. After several minutes, you see the woman struggle with something in her mind. Her face is pained with decision. Her eyebrows slowly unfurrow, and you see her make her way to the dining room table that Adelar was just at. She takes out what seems to be a lock of hair. She sits down and begins murmuring to herself, her arms swirling in graceful patterns for a long time until her eyes roll back in her head. We take a trip into her eyes, and then we eventually appear in what looks like a bar of some kind. Suddenly we see not the room, but Aleph here. He is holding a mug of ale and is clearly drunk. It didn't take him that long. He begins to say something, but at the moment we are snapped back to seeing the room where Adelar's mother sits. A look of disappointment and slight regret creeps over her face, and you assume that this isn't the first time that something like this has happened.
Oh, Aleph, you cannot avoid your mortality that way forever.
Oh, shit. And the picture fades back to Adelar going through the financial papers that he's found in some of the drawers here in Hell Knight Hill.
The Wall Galarian paper.
Yeah.
Instead of Wall Street.
I'm having Tim do my backstory flashbacks when I have one day. Didn't you was crying on him?
Yeah.
I'd be mad too.
Drinking?
No, see, this is a thing. He doesn't know he's being scryed on.
Ooh, that's
because he's drunk and he fails his will save.
You get severe negatives to your will.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough. What does it start from, like impaired to drunk to something else?
Yeah.
I don't actually know how drunk
it
works.
It goes impaired, intoxicated, straight to shit faced.
And then the party mode.
Yep. Shit-faced. That's in the rule book. I have it right here in front of me.
Shit-faced, -6 to, well, okay.
But, yeah, Adelar is brought back from that memory going through his mind. As I described last time, a giant bat comes down from the ceiling, ready to attack all of you.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead and roll me initiative.
Yeah.
What's initiative? All right. Oh, God. I don't have my...
Timmy, could I get some sweet battle music, buddy?
Oh, you got it.
All right. Going around the table, Elk.
The natty 13, that is an 18.
An 18, very nice. Good job. All right. Benson.
10 on the die for a 14.
14, good. Kezra.
A spry 5.
Yikes.
You're as interested in the financial ledgers as Adela was.
Hey, if it can make me money.
You're going to extort some Hell Knights?
Oh, hey, they obviously have the money to build citadels that they can just leave.
You're correct. And Adelar now.
I got a 10.
10. Okay. And Locke. Let me go ahead and get his really quick. Not bad, he got a 19.
Ooh,
not bad at all.
For him. Good for him.
All right. Unfortunately, the giant bat goes first. What, did you guys see that coming?
He is a giant bat.
I really expected myself to go first with my 5. So, yeah, I'm shocked.
Actually, yeah.
Hold on for a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I'm like not hearing myself right now.
So, the giant bat, let's see, he slaps down... Who's standing there in the middle?
Me.
Oh, yeah, he slaps down right in front of you there, Benson.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's got a few attacks he wants to go ahead and use here. So, he's going to go ahead and bite down with his fangs first off. Does an 18 hit you there, Benson?
No.
Where's my shield?
Oh. It's your shield. Okay. And then he's going to go ahead and do two wing attacks. That's a no. And a 19.
That will... No, no. Not for my shield. Does it stay permanently raised as the action?
You did your reaction to pull up your shield.
Yeah, yes. Then it does not hit me.
That does not hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
oh,
nice. Very nice. Okay, well, after that, it comes to Alok's turn. Let's have Alok move right up next to Benson. He's going to jump on top of that bench right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can reach him with his halberd. He's going to go ahead and swing out a few times at this. Takes his halberd. Swings. Gets a 19 to hit. So, yeah, ooh, he's going to go ahead and do some damage. Let's see. Takes a d10 for 8 damage. Not bad. Not bad. And then he's going to go ahead and do another attack. Okay, it's a natural 20. We'll see if Alok just cleaves his bat.
Good job, Alok.
For 12 damage. So he dealt a whole 20 damage to this thing in two rounds. Damn. Yeah. Not bad. Not no. bad round, NPC. Okay, then. So, Elk.
All right. Well, seeing this bat, Elk's... God, that is a giant bat. Would that be a check on that? Like a nature check?
Well, recall knowledge. Yeah, it would be nature, yes.
So he's just going to roll that.
All right.
10.
10. Yeah, unfortunately not. You never knew bats could get this big.
Yeah. Bat. He's going to use an action. That'd be one action, correct?
Yeah, that's one action.
Second action, he's going to hunt prey.
Okay.
And third action, he's going to take a shot.
Nice.
All right.
And miss. With a 8.
8. Yeah, that is that's a critical miss, actually.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, we don't have that deck yet, so you guys are saved.
Oh, wonderful.
Once I buy it, though, you're screwed.
Yeah, and I would have to command him to attack, unfortunately. So, Skull doesn't do anything? Because I believe I've read...
Is commanding an animal in action?
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so... So Skull just sits there and growls.
Angrily.
Urgh.
It's a big man.
Yeah. After Elk's turn, it comes to Benson.
All right. I've batted the beast's mouth away with my shield and absorbed two more shots.
You saw its nasty fangs just come over the lip of your shield. Ooh. You Ooh. Feel like those would go right through your head.
I will retaliate and swing. That's a natural one.
That's a natural one. All right. So you swing wildly, and the bat sort of laughs at you.
Well, I'm going to do it again.
The year of the double crit doesn't start well for Benson.
That's only a 10.
Only a 10. Nah, it does not hit.
Raise my shield.
All right. Shield continues to stay raised. Adelar.
So Adelar drops the ledgers in his hand.
It's a free action, so yeah.
And he fires a divine lance.
Ooh.
How does a 19 suit ya?
19 hits the bat.
So as the Divine Lance launches from his hand, he calls out to Benson.
Benson, duck!
And he throws the Divine Lance and does 4 damage.
4 damage, not bad.
Nice.
Good job, good job. Okay. After Adelar, is that all you're doing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yep, yeah. I keep forgetting that it's a 2 action.
Yeah, 2 action spell. And I don't want to do anything else.
Gotcha. All right, Kezra.
Kezra is going to go ahead and take a step right up next to Adelar.
Uh-huh.
He is going to cast Shield on himself.
Okay.
Momentarily being covered in some blue dragon scales, and he is going to stab out with his lung spear.
Got it.
No.
No. All right. After that, Tezzer, after Kezra comes to the top of the round to the giant bat again, for some reason it keeps going right at you, Benson. You don't know why. Probably because Alok's an NPC and I just don't care if he dies.
Come on. Come on.
All right, Fang's coming out strong with a 24.
All right, that'll hit.
All right, so the fangs go right over you for 12 damage.
Whoa. Significant.
That sounds owie.
That's very owie.
It's a good owie. All right. After that attack, he's going to do two more wing attacks. Does a 15 hit you?
Nope.
All right. And third attack for another wing, an 8. So that one does not. But he got a nice bite on you there. That was
Benson looks significantly hurt.
Yeah. That looks like it would have hurt. It is Alok's turn though. After the bat, so go ahead and roll some attacks here. John, I hate to tell you, but I think Alok is taking all of your crits. So that was another natural 20.
I'm happy for that.
I know, but
good for him. The double crit. Good for him.
All right, let's see. See what I can do.
Benson is just giving him a chance.
So 16 damage, so he cuts the bat down immediately.
Good.
Whoa! Glad I could help.
Good job there, Alok.
Yeah, it only has 6 HP left. It was a
hell of a shot, Alok.
Yeah, no kidding.
Damn.
Yeah, so he takes this thing down immediately. So he takes his halberd and just jumps through the air and just cuts the bat in his chest. And the bat falls to the ground.
Well struck, friend.
Yes, you're quite good with that sword you have there. Where did you train, if you don't mind me asking?
I trained in my house. I am Benson Black, the Black House, and we have regents that train us up from children to wear this cloak I'm wearing right
wait,
now.
Wait. You're telling me you're a descendant of the Black family?
I am.
Oh, that is probably don't hear this often, but it's quite an honor to meet you. I've heard of your family's crusades around Phyrexia, in fact.
The honor is... I appreciate that, thank you. No, I don't hear that very much.
Yes, well, us Hell Knights enjoy anyone that can cut down demons as your family has, so I'm sure that we will get along just fine if you bring that same kind of tenacity to the battlefield.
I look at the symbol on his waist. I would hope so.
So, hailing from Chiliax, I'm going to roll a society check to see if I've heard any ill will about the Blacks. Cracked die. 11. Have I heard any talk?
Here's some idiots were going around saying Iomedae's great. They might be connected.
Huh, okay.
So the bat has been defeated.
Oh, yeah.
What would you like to do now?
I use lay on hands on myself.
Probably a good idea.
You're going to touch yourself?
Yep.
Benson.
So, Adelar, seeing that Benson's hurt, walks over. Benson, you took quite a beating in that battle. Do you need some treatment?
Holding his side where he's been punctured. Anything you can do to help, I would appreciate, friend.
All right, so he's going to use medicine to try to treat his wounds.
All right.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. 23. Ooh. So it's 2d8.
You're much more tender with him than you were with me.
No, Kezro.
Benson doesn't struggle like you do.
Ah, don't touch me.
I'm very ticklish. It makes medicine checks very hard.
You feel tickled, you just start swinging.
It's like, fine.
Benson is a better patient.
So it's 11 points of healing.
God bless you.
So this is happening like over like a 10-minute period. So as he's like mending your wounds, Adelar looks over at Benson and says...
So, Benson, tell me about your family. It seems that you are quite well-known.
I don't know about well-known outside of the Church of Iomedae. My family has a very long, deep connection to the Church of Iomedae. There's always a champion in my family. He always wears this cloak, and he always seeks for corruption inside the church itself. It's been a mantle that's been handed down from father to son to daughter for years. I'm the fifth. I'm the fifth Benson that wears the black cloak.
I see. Is it a blessing or is it a curse?
It's both.
Each Benson leaves bigger shoes, and we must fill them. But if I were to die today, and my only deed was saving those people inside of that town hall from that fire, I think it would be good enough for me.
I guess it begs the question, if your purpose is to root out corruption within the Church of Iomide, why Breach Hill? There's no church in this castle.
That's a story for another time.
All right.
Since you mentioned it, I must ask, which unfortunate daughter was named Benson?
She didn't actually... She wasn't named Benson. She took the name on out of respect for the cloak. It was Ophelia Rivers that took it on. Her family married into the Black family, and she was the first... That was not in the direct line that proved worthy to wear the cloak. She changed her name out of reverence for the office. It was Benson Ophelia Black.
Hmm. Fair enough.
The third.
So, Benson. Alok chimes up, and he goes, "Hey," and he like pats you on the back. He's like,
"Oh,
you left the part out about I think he was the second where he took down the treachery demon with his bare hands. Tell that story. Tell that story."
I don't believe we have time for that. We're kind of in the middle of. Some deep shit.
So while you guys are mending wounds and talking about the really complicated history,
does
family,
Benson
family
get
lines,
get a focus point back?
He sure does.
Oh yeah.
Elk, you're looking under the desk. I assume for chewed up gum.
Yes.
And you
juicy
find
fruit. I mean, he works on a bar. He's used to it.
God damn these. Teenagers.
People put free gum in here. It's great.
Just ball them up and roll it into one giant ball, and then you throw it away.
It's like a jawbreaker. You find a. It looks like a claw. It looks like a fixed claw. It has like a setting in it and everything.
With a claw.
Like a gauntlet that you're just kind of like putting your hand in. That's
nope.
Like a claw, like, or just a claw physically.
This claw is set in an iron clasp and chain. And it seems to be an owlbear claw.
Owlbear? Oh. I mean, I know what that is, but he doesn't.
How large is this? Like a pendant? Or is it like a...
It looks talisman size.
Ooh.
And I have no knowledge of this. So,
What kind of knowledge could we roll on this thing?
Go ahead and do a... it should be Arcana.
No.
I believe.
Adol or Kessa.
Let me take a look at that.
There you go. It just dangles it in front of you.
A 17?
17 is just fine to know that this is... It's called an owlbear claw. I know.
What?
It is a talisman. When you activate the claw, the triggering attack gains the weapon's critical specialization effect. Ooh. So, it's free to activate, and it's envisioned, so it pretty much takes a thought. And when you critically succeed at an attack roll within a fixed weapon, so if you put it on an axe or a sword, it gains the weapon critical specialization effect.
Oh.
So there's a whole nother piece of weapon crits, because normally you just deal double damage. If you have access to the weapon to the weapon's critical specialization effect, you get a whole nother list of cool stuff that happens when you crit. So it's one-time use, but you need to you should look up which one of you actually wants it for your weapon to figure out what the particular weapon's critical specialization effect is.
Unfortunately,
I think either Benson or Elk should take this.
Where does this thing hail from?
Just looking at
you're
it.
You're not sure. Owlbears are a magical beast in a way. So, I mean, they're in the wild. So it looks like somebody might have crafted this and then just stuffed it into the drawer and then forgot about it for some reason. So you're not sure.
But you said it's used once, right?
It is a one-time use.
Ooh.
Is it like active for like a minute?
No, it's for one when you critically
when you crit.
Yeah, when you crit.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And it uses the critical set.
Yeah.
Okay, cuz
I'm very Benson does not look comfortable with it.
Benson, you also have the one with the armor already that we found in the first room.
The wolf fang.
The wolf fang?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which I forget exactly what it did, but that would get affixed to an armor or shield, I believe it was.
The wolf fang is when you succeed on a trip, you get to deal fist damage.
Oh yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of just tripping.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you have that that you can affix to your armor.
Yep.
So
then else, I said, if no one else, I'm going to take it. And he's just going to spin around and apply. Cool. Does he like? I will have to apply it to the bow or something. Like
So it has a chain. So you just wrap it around the bow. And then all that it says is it's free to activate and it's just envision. So you just like imagine your arrow piercing and doing whatever the critical specialization is, and then it does it.
But I have to roll crit.
But you do have to crit with it. Right. Yeah.
Whenever you crit and it's against something that you want to particularly fuck up.
Beautiful.
You can just activate it.
Sweet.
I will try it.
All right.
Cool.
So,
all right. I like that. And do we find anything else in this room?
Nope. No. That's all. Yep. All
right.
What do those financial papers say over there?
What do the financial papers say?
A lot of it just looks to be like a lot of things that the Hell Knights bought that they probably didn't want to take back to Varisia. So it's like,
buy flour now.
It's like they bought salt. Like what? Why? What?
It just seems like a mundane ledger of cooking supplies or other such items like that. Wow. Nothing of interest. No ancient family heirlooms or anything of the sort. Sorry,
just expense reports.
Yep. Mm. Basically. Now you do think, Adelar, you do think that you could scrounge up enough parchment and ink to create 6 writing sets.
Ooh.
There's still plenty of materials here.
Given that I do like to scribe and write and stuff in my spare time, I shall tuck that away.
Yeah, there's like two ink wells and like a few writing utensils and stacks of paper you could easily stash away.
I walk up to this door.
The easternmost door?
Yes, the door in the east.
All right.
And I listen.
Okay. Go ahead and get to that. So, you listen. You don't hear anything.
Kesra just opens up.
I look around to everybody. Is everyone ready for me to move on?
Oh, yes.
Let's proceed.
I crack the door and look through.
All right. Although many of the circular tables and heavy wooden writing desks here are tipped over or otherwise ransacked, the bookshelf against the wall and nature of this furniture suggest that this was once a room where significant legal research took place.
Oh, it's an odd room. More desk.
Kessler's gonna go in.
Okay.
When I feel him pushing against the back of me, I'm
still he's like, "All right, I'm going."
Yeah, I'm gonna go in and start rooting through these bookshelves on the far side.
No perception check.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna perceive to see if there. Since I know this looks like a place of like where legal documents were done, maybe I could find something of interest.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do a perception for on the documents.
Actually, I'm just Elf looking. Will join him on that.
Okay. I'm just looking around the room.
Got it.
Okay.
Ah, fuck.
Kesra's perception is an 18.
Mine is also an 18.
Oh, very nice. You guys find it looks like historical documents. It looks like just sort of like different timelines and stuff like that. You could cross-reference and things. Can you guys go ahead and make me a society check as you're looking through these books?
Absolutely.
Kesra's going to get a 16.
15, so he beats me.
Oh, natural 20.
Well,
damn.
That means I can do anything.
That's right.
24.
You guys can, with a DC 15 society check.
There you go.
You can piece together the general history of the Order of the Nail.
But I know it best.
Wait. Wow, that's a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, so you guys find, you know, there's a bunch of different tomes and different, like, you know, small books and maybe some journals of the founding of the Order of the Nail. And, you guys can stash this away and you will have a general history of the Order of the Nail.
Well, lay it on us.
You want me to go to the background on page 5? It's like a few pages.
Oh,
to start reading.
Also, massive spoilers in that page.
To start reading.
Well, we met the DC, so
that's true. Now, Alok, as he's as you guys are going through, he suddenly goes, "Ah, wow, this is interesting stuff. I'm sure that I could perhaps find some of my family's lineage here. You know, I don't read much. They don't let me in the library as I'm only an amateur.
Would you mind if I perhaps take one or two of these books and read in my downtime? You could have them after you're finished.
Does Benson have enough for the history with him?
Alaka is just asking if he can just like read the books in his downtime.
Why should
I? See no reason not to.
Oh, well, thank you. If we decide to retire for the night, I suppose I will read this before I shut my eyes. I appreciate it, Sir Benson. You are a saint and a scholar.
I want to like this guy.
This is just the means to someone bitch stabbing you in the back. Just banking on it.
I go up and listen to this door.
Going to the north door.
Kezra doesn't say anything to Alok, but I'm feeling pretty cold towards him. I don't know what this guy's doing here. And okay. I'm just like, I'm eyeballing him.
Okay.
Elk doesn't.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Do Elk? You think Benson picks that up?
You could roll a perception.
Yeah, I mean, is Kezra hiding it, or is...
No, Kezra doesn't. He isn't subtle about anything.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
He is not hiding his distaste for this Arminger. He just appeared.
Whenever Alok speaks, you see Kezra's head just whip. in the
his eyes roll.
He's this guy. He's like,
reading. I see.
Look at this asshole.
Trying to find out about the Order of the Nail.
Do I roll a perception for this?
Actually, I think now that Adelar's kind of mulling things over, and he made the comment about, you know, not being allowed in the library and how he's just an Arminger, I'm going to roll a deception to see if I can detect if he's lying about actually knowing how to read.
Okay.
That's not where I was thinking that was going.
I was thinking something different, but okay.
14.
Can he read?
14. You believe he can read. He is right. He is well versed in his vocabulary as you've learned so far. So
my line of thinking was, oh, if he actually doesn't know how to read and he's literally just using us to kind of raid through the history and then get information that he's selling to someone or something along those
gotcha,
lines.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No.
Yep. That's fair.
Checks out for me.
It's a thought. Yes.
All right. You guys were heading to the north door. Benson, you're listening at the door.
Yep.
You hear a whole lot of nothing again.
Mm. Crack the door. I look in.
This room is called the Law Repository. This long row of mostly empty bookshelves is remarkably untouched, though a thick layer of dust and the smell of mildew permeates the air. A door deeper in the citadel to the east hangs conspicuously open.
This door?
Right when you walk in, there's a door about 10 feet to your left that is conspicuously open.
So I'm in here, so can I...
Yeah, let me go ahead and get that. So
there's nothing threatening in this particular room.
I don't know, are you afraid of bookshelves there, Benson?
Yes.
Yes, terrified.
Reading!
They're all mimics.
Could you move the map down this way?
Yeah, let me go move that for you.
The other way.
Right,
I see
right
this door.
There, yeah.
So the first thing Benson does is he ducks... Hugs the wall.
Yeah.
Comes up and looks into the next room.
All right. The next room, that one is...
He said this door was conspicuously open.
Conspicuously open. As quoted verbatim.
And if you wish for me to, I will roll a stealth check.
clank, clank, clank.
That 20.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, natural 20, you'd be fine. What for negative? What?
Oh, Jesus. I think 6.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
As you open that door, do you open it or listen?
I thought it was open.
It is open. So okay. So you want to peek in?
I'm just gonna peek in and try to be stealthy.
All right. So this grim administrative office's heavy wooden desk, armchairs, and filing cabinets are still largely intact. Most of the furniture drawers have been pulled out and ransacked. Let me go ahead and show you the room here.
Is anybody even close to following me?
Yes, Elk's following you.
I'm in the room.
Because he's curious.
You see, I can only describe this as a big badass wolf is sitting here just chomping on what looks like human bones. And he's like,
oh shit,
delicious.
Oh, he talks.
Oh boy,
I did expect that.
Who had that silver dagger?
I have a silver longsword.
Yeah, he has a silver longsword. So we're
actually
fine.
Kezra, you're the one with the dagger.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah,
silver longsword.
Okay, who's in the room with me?
Elk is as well.
What's the Hell Knight guy's name?
Alok.
Is Alok in the room yet?
Yeah, he's pretty much following you. Like, yeah.
I do the thing. I point at my eyes. I point to the door.
Yeah, I imagine you and Alok pretty much have like a phalanx formation as you walk through. Yeah.
Kezra was not following him.
Okay.
So anyone that's following, can we see
classic Kezra?
So can we see that thing then? Like if where I am, like if I'm following.
You can probably see just past Benson into the room to look at this thing.
Can he immediately like hunt prey just for preactive?
Go and do me a favor and do a recall knowledge.
Ooh. Nature check.
It's either Arcana or Nature.
This is where we start to drive you crazy as the DM, but Kezra does not follow. Kezra was actually interested in this door while he was interested in the north door. So Kezra opens this door while he's investigating over here.
Got it.
And Adelar would be following Kezra.
Got it. Well, let me get through this knowledge, and then we will go back to YouTube chum.
Well, I rolled a natural one on that. So.
A natural one?
It looks like a wolf.
It looks like a wolf. It's really big, and...
That's a big popper.
Doggo.
And it spoke in goblin, you think?
Oh, God. It speaks goblin even worse. Huh.
Very curious.
So what does it look like, though? Like, is it, like, mangy? Or is it, like, a goblin dog that's talking?
No, it's not. It's definitely not a goblin dog. It has thick, matted fur all over itself. It's got teeth that come up around its own snout.
Like, up, or, like, teeth going...
Teeth going down, so, oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go to the two chums that decided to go to the east door... In the first room.
You're all trapped in this party with me. Well, I go elsewhere.
Well, it's just you and Abelard.
Yep.
That's great.
Come, friend. Come, chum.
We're going to
This is Kezra's world, and we're all living in it.
You're damn right.
All right, so that is...
He's proactively seeing there's
that room right there. A15.
And there's 15 imps.
Yeah, I hope this room's just filled with something awful.
I hope the door just closes it. It's like, no.
Called the Overflow Galley. This open area with a clear view into the core room to the east is littered with piles of filthy blankets, half-gnawed bones, and other signs that some sort of creature is squatting here.
Is there anything in there?
You look around. You don't see much. Yeah, it looks like there's just like a bunch of like dirty rags.
Okay.
It looks like something might have slipped recently in this room, but okay. you don't see much outside of the only strange thing you can see besides like some like refuse is it looks like maybe there's like a lot of fur maybe. It's really 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 weird.
Can I do it?
Adelar, keep your guard up. Something's here.
So I pick up Alok the fur and I see if I recognize it.
It's going to make me a knowledge nature.
Yeah.
I can recall knowledge for nature.
Oh, gosh. This is my...
Dude, Tim, you're doing terrible today.
It's my second natural one. The first one I didn't even care to let the audience know.
You're all 20. Your 20s all the rest. Flashback on you.
So yeah, I got a four.
Four?
Yeah, Kezra didn't do any better.
Your 20s all the way. They're like, this is your last bit of bad luck.
Yeah, you're not too sure where this... lots of fur are coming from.
Door openings? Non-doored openings? Like, there's open walls?
Yeah, so there's two openings towards the east that are... it kind of looks like baby gates almost, but, you know, they swing open.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, no. What's the rest of the party doing?
We see this big fucking wolf. What else do we have?
Benson...
is chewing on human bones, as far as we know.
I look back at... Elkwood.
Yes.
I look at the creature and I'm like,
"What did the creature say?" I'm sorry.
As he was chewing on the bones, yes. He said in goblin, "Delicious."
He said it was delicious.
Quiet. He said it was delicious. Speaking about the bones,
so it can fucking talk.
Yes, in goblin. I don't know either because I don't know what the fuck the thing is.
So it's chewing on human remains.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a nice juicy femur.
It could have been an evil human. It's fine.
Can you can, make, I, can you team make me stealth check? Yeah, I figured.
Ooh. Wunderbar.
Benson rolled a set natural 17 for a 12.
What?
I will say your armor doesn't count against it because you're only talking. So.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
So, oh, so 17. Ooh.
20.
20. All right, so he doesn't seem to hear you.
I have no idea what this thing is.
And then Alok comes up and goes, "What is it, friends?"
You see that? And I don't say anything.
Do commands.
Gesture in to the room.
SEAL Team 6 stuff.
Does he even see it?
Yeah, so he looks over and he goes, "Looks like a big dumb wolf." And
keep your voice down.
Well, unfortunately, the big thing here is that.
Initiative.
Go ahead and roll me initiative.
Do they roll you initiative?
Yes, they will have to roll me initiative as combat is about to start.
Oh.
Hey!
I want to keep that, but I can't. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Best roll of the night.
All right. Worst roll of the night. In here. Tim, can you give me some awesome music by tabletopaudio.com there, Timmy boy?
Why, of course. I'll put some music on by tabletopaudio.com.
You'll have to turn the combat music off every time it's one of our turns.
That's actually good. Oh. I like that.
All right.
What does Kesra do?
Sniffing the fur.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. Going around the table, Elk.
Seven.
Wow.
A gentleman's seven.
Awesome.
Yeah, Benson. I know.
20.
20. There we go. See, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Adelar.
23.
Ooh.
Well rolled.
Good. Kezer?
A 13.
13.
But by luck.
All right. Why did I do that? Oh, there it is. So, this creature... Who's first? He stands up.
Is it a large creature?
It's a medium creature. Go ahead and give me some badass-looking wolf there. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, good enough.
And so it stands up and charges at the person standing in the door, whomever that might be.
It's me.
Benson.
Just say it's me.
Yep, Benson standing in the doorway. It lurches at you with its nasty-looking fangs. Oh, this thing's gonna fuck you up. Hmm. Does a 21 hit you?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah, that hits. So, good news. You take max damage 12.
Oh my god.
12 points of damage.
All right.
And then he's going to do something called grab. With his jaws. So he's going to make a athletics check. So it's going to be 10 plus your fortitude. Natural one, don't worry about it. He does not grab you. But he will go for another jaw attack. For a 14. I don't think that hits. Alright. The warg has bitten its way into Benson's flesh. Benson, what do you do about this?
I swing at it.
Okay. you're a simple man, Benson.
Smash.
That's 17 on the die, so it's going to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
So that is maximum damage.
Oh, all right.
Damn.
Yep. Uh, 15 points of damage.
Nice.
Hold on.
Wow. All right.
No, 14. Sorry.
Oh, retaliation. But
still, that's pretty good.
And second, lay on hands on myself.
Okay.
And then I raise my shield.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. That's good.
Good round.
Yep. That's a really good round.
That was a good round. nice. I like the sound effect there with the... what the warg's doing. All right. After Benson, it comes to Adelar. Go and make me a perception check there.
All right.
I will remind you, the sound of battle is a DC 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
just
nice. Got to be okay. A DC time.
It is pretty easy to hear people screaming.
I got a 9. So.
Yeah.
Must have been
okay.
The wind.
All right. So what's directly. What's this direction?
East.
What is east to me?
So if you go east near the baby gates there, you can see.
Yeah, can we see enough into that room for it to be revealed?
Yeah, sure. Let me go ahead and reveal that.
The party has been split.
Because that will determine my next action.
Couldn't have been a better fail check. I love it.
It's a DC 10. Don't worry about it.
I know. It was really close.
With baby gates.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's pretty much baby gates. Let me go ahead and move it.
Can't get back. Oh.
I'll move it back.
I know. It's so funny.
Yeah, I know. So as you peer over into that room.
It's like little puppies coming out the gates.
This room is called Court of the Nail. A judge's bench and witness stand and counselor's tables are the only remaining indication of this room's previous use as a formal courtroom. Benches have long ago been smashed to fragments and strewn about the gallery, covering the floor in debris. Though several empty doorways in the north, a large, ragged opening in the citadel's walls is visible, along with what appears to be a corpse wearing silvery armor laying on a muddy lump in the center of a pool of water that has filled much of the collapsed section.
May I say something real quick?
Uh-huh.
That attack was with my silver longsword, if that makes a difference.
It does not.
Okay,
so thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, so,
just for our listeners, we've been in, like, the northern wing of this citadel and the bottom floor this whole time, and it's clear that the Hell Knights really cared about law, considering all the, like, libraries and law documents, and now courtroom.
The literal courtroom that they made themselves.
This is clearly the business wing.
Yeah, they passed their own judgments.
Yeah, this is pretty badass.
Hell Knights known for issuing judgment.
All right, so as a free action, I'm going to turn to Kezra, and I say, should we bother to check on the others, or do you want to look at this room?
There hasn't really been any danger down here. Let's just continue on.
All right. So I continue into... Let's see, I have...
John hates me so much.
No, I actually love you, but it's...
All right, it's so I'm like gonna this. Go.
Ben's God on damn the other hand.
Ben's fucking hates you.
Yeah.
I'm going to move towards the... so I can get maybe a little better sight on the thing with the armor in the pool.
Gotcha. So you're moving north into... So there's like some weird broken down empty rooms here. So go ahead and maybe a perception check here.
All right. 16.
16. So you see the muddy lump, but as you're sort of focusing in on this, you can hear with your left ear the sound of combat in the room next to you.
Huh.
There's another door over here.
you think you heard Benson scream about some mangy, stupid dog, and then you heard what you think was a goblin insult? Yeah, you're not quite sure.
So get your hands off me, you damn dirty dog.
So I very casually toss my head around my shoulder, and I say, Kezra, it seems like our friends have gotten themselves into trouble once again. And I go, so that's one action. Yeah, when you guys aren't around, I move up and interact with this door. And what do I see when I open the door?
When you open up the door, you see on the far side Benson in the doorway, fighting off what looks to be a large, vicious-looking wolf. But he's throwing in goblin words as he's fighting. Most of them don't sound nice.
Gotcha. How does Benson look just at a quick glance?
He is not... He looks hurt, but not deathly hurt.
Okay, so...
It does look like he took a pretty nasty bite to the shoulder, though.
You fight like a halfling. That's what he's saying.
So, I think I'm going to cast Guidance. Oh, do I see a lock?
Pretty sure that's all your movements.
I did.
You moved, and interact, right?
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, did a lot.
Okay.
You're
gotcha.
Done. Yeah, you're done.
All right, I'm done.
All right. That was the end of Adelar's turn. It comes down to a lock's turn. Can a lock get into... Yeah, the wart's going to have cover from a lock, but he's still going to just take a few swings at it.
Come on, let's see those 20s.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's also fighting with a halberd, right?
With a halberd.
So he has to take a step back, too.
Are halberds reach?
I'm pretty sure they are. It's a two-handed pole axe, right?
They should be.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it would sound like it.
All right, yeah.
He's fighting in close quarters with it right now.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, just have him take a step back. And, yeah. All right. So he is going to go ahead and take two swings at it. With a natural 4 for the first attack and then a 13 total for the second, he does not. And he's like, what is this monstrosity?
He's laughing it off.
Like, yeah. Like, he didn't get bit.
yeah.
After a lock, it comes to Kezra.
From this room, you say? Yes. All right, I'm going to move over. Open the door is my second action.
Okay, so you're opening the door to the north of the room you're in that still opens up to the door to the room in the with the warg.
Yep.
So you've opened every door into that room now.
Yay! 100% completion.
Excellent.
For A16. Except for killing the warg.
Yeah, not yet.
And looting the room.
Yeah.
All right. So my last action, I guess I will just move into the room.
Okay, so you
turn. And taunt him and be like, come at me, warg.
All right.
Beast.
Oh, wait, do you know it's a warg?
Come at me, beastie.
all right, after Kezra, it comes to Elk.
All right. Elk is going to... I mean, are you going to attribute that? I already said hunting prey. I said I was going to do
that. Oh, yeah.
So he's already hunting.
Yeah.
He's going to shift over here.
Okay, so you're going directly behind Benson then.
Yeah, well, I need a clear shot.
Yeah,
at
him.
And he's going to fire a shot.
All right.
Oh, 11 plus 18?
18 does not hit.
What?
Only because he has cover from Benson.
God. Yeah. Even if I was like directly in the center, because Benson's... Wait.
Is that a bookshelf?
It's like the
it is a bookshelf.
Ah.
Oh, so let's say you climbed up on the bookshelf, and because you get a little bit high ground, so you do hit.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to roll like acrobatics for that. I'm sure
I just don't want to climb a bookshelf.
Yes. Okay. He
Thank
okay.
you, Jake.
So your first action is to climb, and then you shoot.
Okay. So I'm going to roll for precision as well.
All right.
6 damage total.
Not bad.
The last order he's going to give to Skolt to say, attack this mangy wolf and send his own mangy wolf to attack this other one. And he's going to scamper because he was like right behind him, but there. And with one action, run up and bite.
Okay.
Second action, to bite. That would be a... 17 on the die.
Very nice.
So 22.
Nice. That definitely hits, so go ahead and roll for damage.
That should be... Ooh, 1d8. 4 points of damage, and he's only used the last action to trip him.
Trip, very nice.
Knock him prone.
Sweet.
So he pulls out the big wolf's leg, and he...
Tendon.
He trips him.
And I think that also makes his movement speed... reduces it as well.
I believe it reduces it by 5. Yeah. Not that that's applicable at this moment,
but still.
It's good to keep track of that, yeah. All right, the warg.
It's like,
warg's not happy that wolf attacked him.
Oh, no.
So he is going to attack the small wolf.
I don't know.
He speaks in goblin and says, easy prey.
Bet on your life. You will die and become my carpet, you wolf.
Skull might die first with a natural 20.
Yeah, he might.
Retributive strike.
Retributive strike, so you reduce it by 3?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, champion. Reduce the hit by 3 or the damage?
The damage. It was going to be 12, so it goes down to 9.
9 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
He's still alive.
He's still alive. Well, now he's going to get grabbed.
Oh, no.
Does my damage go through first, though?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I definitely
hit on that
you
swing.
Oh, you definitely hit on that swing?
Yeah, it was a 16 on the die.
Okay. So, what's your total? 22. Okay, so not a crit, but go ahead anyway.
Champions are so cool in this game.
Yeah, they
are. I know.
9 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at that. Excellent. All right, so he's still up. He took a nasty hit from Benson as he grabs onto this wolf, though.
Wait, how much? You said 9 points, right?
Yeah, 9 points goes through to Skult. And now
that
comes
hurts.
Now comes the athletics check in order to try to grapple. A 21 total.
Yeah, I'm sure that will.
Yep.
Yeah, that will.
So he is now grabbed, which means he's going to use his third action to chomp down on Skult.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
Awesome.
Man.
I mean, I've just made sure total, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, well, 12 total.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yep.
Oh, God. Skull tank in there. Oh, please.
He must have just grabbed, like, the scruff of
these guys' back, so Skull's like...
He just freezes. All right. So, nasty, good amount of damage coming out from the from this creature. Benson, your turn.
How rough does it look?
How messed up does it look? It looks like you could hit it one more time and it might go down.
Then I will swing.
All right.
Kill it, Benson.
No, I can't do that.
Okay. It's only a 7 on the dice. It's probably a miss with 13.
13, yeah, it's a miss.
One more. No.
All right.
Damn.
Benson, you have one more action. Go for the natural 20.
Can I bull rush him off the Skull?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
So go ahead and make an athletics check, and then his DC is 10 plus his fortitude, so.
That's a natural 17 on the die.
Ooh. Well,
so that is a 23.
23, you barely beat it.
Yeah!
sorry.
It's fine.
Can I push him over this desk? Just
yeah, so you pretty much take your shield, and you just like football tackle him, and then his fangs get ripped out of Skull.
Nah,
so I push him over the desk.
Well, when you bull rush, you push him 5 feet.
Okay, that's fine. Sorry.
But the thing is,
but you're now next to him, and now there's 5 feet in between him and Skull. So you protected Skull for another round.
I'm curious. You said he was prone, right? Because I knocked him prone. Does that change any of the?
He
would have gotten.
Got up the first action. Okay.
Yeah, he got up first action. Hit just hard. Free grab, and then the last attack you did a one on. So.
Okay, yep. I was just double checking.
Yep. All right. Benson saving Skull's tail. Next comes to Adalar.
Right, so Adalar looks at the wolf, looks at his friends, and he says, I think it's time to clean this mess up. And he looks at the wolf and Jake, roll me a fortitude save.
Oh.
Ooh.
I will, because that's his highest one.
Oh.
How's the 28 sit you there?
Yeah, it's fine. then
you want to give us a hint to what you were casting?
No.
No.
No,
of course
no.
Not.
No way.
Sure.
No way.
I don't even want to know, because if you failed, it would have been cool.
Yeah.
That's all I assume.
You'll save it for next time.
Was that a 3-action turn? You got one more thing.
It was a that's 2-action.
2-action.
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right. That was Adalar's turn. He does something, and the wolf just doesn't seem to give a shit. Alok. It doesn't look like Alok can actually, like, get in.
Even if he could, he couldn't do much with a halberd.
No.
Yeah, he would have to move, like...
Wow. There's literally nowhere in this room he could stand with reach.
All right, well, he raises an action if the wolf happens to try to jump on Skull again. All right, then after that, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra.
Also has a reach weapon.
Yeah, I know. He just got moved into close range with me, so I'm like, damn it. I had him right where I wanted him. So I guess I'll take a step back. And do I stab him or do I electric arc? I'll go out for the stab.
stab with your spear.
Yes, stab with a spear, which was probably the wrong move. 16?
16 does not hit.
Yeah, no. Oh. And then I will cast a shield on myself.
Awesome. Okay, that was Kezra's turn. Elk.
Okay.
It's your turn.
After seeing that, he's... Because I'm going to got you, bastard. And in goblin, of course. So it's just gibberish. You know. And rolls. Oh, natural 19.
Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Yeah. First of the time. So yeah, that's going to be a... that's 26, I believe.
26 is definitely a hit.
Beautiful. And precision. Man. 3 points of damage.
Believe it or not, that is enough to take him down.
Woo! Yeah.
Nice.
Like to imagine he fires the shot and it goes right into his forehead. Just
shink. Yeah. So you take out this monstrous looking wolf.
What was it called?
roll me a recall knowledge again. You can use Arcana or Nature.
Okay. If I can recall knowledge again.
21 for Arcana.
17 for Nature.
All right. Well, 18. That beats a DC 16. To know that this is a warg. The warg is an intelligent and malevolent wolf that dwells among goblins, hobgoblins, orcs, and other violent humanoids.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know that they love eating sentient people.
I feel like it's, I should know
something.
Nice.
You know, they'll take a rabbit or
they
a,
like eating sentient people.
I feel like
they taste much better when they have consciousness.
Would I guess it's more like in society, like underworld. Would they be?
The only thing that you would gather from that is that wargs will work with hobgoblins,
but they don't care.
No. Okay. I mean,
so they're kind of like,
They are sentient, nasty looking wolves that, you know, if there's a good payoff, they might work with hobgoblins. So you might have heard that somebody worked with a warg at one point.
Mm.
But yeah, they're pretty outside of a regular society, even underworld. Yeah,
got it. Okay, yep. I wasn't sure though. Yeah, there's like a society of underground wargs that work.
No, with that, actually, you know that most of them live pretty solitary lives.
Okay,
yeah.
So he was just here chomping away.
So I'd like to think that during that fight. So Benson bull rushes it away from the wolf. So Benson and this thing are just entangled, fighting, and then just this arrow, just and it just limp.
Yeah.
Benson's ass.
And then as it dies, it goes
delicious.
It goes, your legs would have been delicious, but it says in goblins, so you don't know.
Kezra chimes up. He goes,
you're all gonna want to see what we found over here.
And at that, Adelar...
Hold on there, Kezra.
Before that, can I search this room?
Yes.
You want to go ahead and search, let's see, A16 right there. Go ahead and do a search for that.
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Not 20! Yeah, nah. Don't worry about it.
All right. This is called the Lictor's Office, L-I-C-T-O-R. So this is once the primary working office of the Order of the Nail's Lictor, or Leader, often served as a meeting space, audience chamber, and working space where the Lictor could conduct the many duties that came up during daily life with the Order. So imagine just like Supervisor's Office is pretty much what this is. If you guys spend some time looking around, you find a book tucked into the back of the drawer that's in the desk here. This book is a treatise on Order of the Nail protocols as they relate to both Chelish and Asgari laws, and explanations of various interpretations of them as they apply to past cases against local criminals.
Time Ooh. Out. Chelish as in Cheliax?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep that.
At the beginning of the book is personalized dedication that reads, to Lictor... Alsimar, with thanks for your interest in my work, together we shall quell savagery. Signed, Hell Knight T. Stagram, Esquire.
So are you trying to conceal this book from the rest of us?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to conceal it, I just say I keep it.
As you read...
Suspicion.
As you read the person that wrote this, as you open up the book, you read the name Stagram, and you remember, that's Alok's name.
What? Okay, so he was the head lictor?
He was not the head lictor. He was someone that dedicated this to the head lictor.
All right, I flip through the book and I don't know. I try really hard to figure out what's in the like later pages of the book.
You want to roll index. Something?
Yeah.
You find some as you're going through, you find that there's like, if they commit this crime, cut off their hand, and you're like, okay, that's a little much. You know, there's a bunch of stuff in here that you're like, hey, that's a little extreme. You know,
it's just talking about punishments for crimes.
Order of the Nail protocols as they relate to both Chelish and Isgiri laws.
Right.
An explanation of various interpretations of them as they apply to past cases against local criminals. So you imagine that there was a bandit who, like, you know, stole some grain off of a cart, and they're like, yeah, just cut his stomach out.
Yikes.
The punishment fits the crime.
So, a lock.
Yes, friend, how are you?
I just, like, point to the name and hand it to him.
You could read, right?
Gods be praised. Asmodeus be praised. This is incredible.
I love it.
So he goes, thank you, friend. This is good. He gives you like a firm handshake, and he tucks it away in his little satchel. He goes, it appears I have more reading for tonight when we settle down.
It would seem so.
So as Benson's looking through this book, Adelar's going to turn his attention, not his body, but his attention towards the skeleton in the
shiny armor.
Yeah, shiny armor.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to use Detect Magic.
Detect Magic on that.
Drop the bass.
You don't detect any magic on the corpse there in the mud pile, but you do detect two tiny faint magic auras in the room.
So this is like scanning around the room.
Yeah, yeah.
So Kezra is going to inspect the altar / like desk.
Oh yeah, the
in the middle of the courtroom.
The podium up there.
The judges. I don't know what judge. I don't know what judges sit at. Judge's desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds right.
Sure, there's an official word.
So, given the sheer volume of damaged furniture in this place, looters have yet to discover all of the loose change that has over the years fallen out of the pockets and coin purses of trial spectators.
Well, okay.
Glory be to Abadar.
At those words, Adelar comes rushing into the room because he knows that can only mean one thing: money.
As you guys are looking through the pews here, in this courtroom, you find a total of 5 silver pieces and 40 copper pieces.
Okay, so since Kesar and I are the ones who are collecting the coins, I look at Kezra. I shoot him a very knowing glance, one that we have exchanged many times. And I pick up 2 of the silver, and I say, "Oh, friends, we have found some silver to share." And I give the rest of you guys 1.
Yes.
Yeah, it happened.
unless you guys suspect anything, I don't think I have to roll anything for that.
I'll leave that up to Jake.
Would I have to roll a thievery check, maybe?
No, it would be deception to figure out it.
Benson trusts him implicitly. And then you guys get up 10 copper as well. Because it's 40 copper, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so 10 for each, and then I got the 2 silver.
Yeah. The 2 faint magic auras that you felt were in the northeastern closed room there.
Northeastern.
Yeah. It's a little closed room. You can sort of feel it. You can feel the magic aura shimmering from beyond that.
Okay, so I look back to Benson and I say, "Benson, it appears in the northwest corner there's a room that might have some magic items. But as we have seen, this castle is full of many dangers. So I think it'd be best if you and Kezra would take the lead on this one."
Kezra's already there.
Kezra's already open. Open the door.
I drink a health potion.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it for the lesser?
Should be 1d8.
No, we talked about this. Minor is 1d8 lesser is 2d8 plus 2D. 5.
Oh, wow, that's a real lesser. Big jump.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, nice. The 1d8.
I'm pretty sure I have a lesser.
You do have a lesser.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm doing that one.
Okay.
2d8 plus 5.
Yeah, sure.
I said with Abbott.
Yeah, that's
bad. Adelar.
Yeah, I'm factful.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, he's on.
That's a good potion.
Elk is probably going to look at Adelar. He's like, do you think you can spare a spell for my wolf companion? Because he did take, was it 9?
Yeah, 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
It was going to be 12, but luckily Benson with his retributive strike.
Well, I don't think I can spare any more spells, but I can treat its wounds.
All right, so I roll medicine to treat the doggo's wounds.
No, then you need to roll veterinarian.
Oh, darn.
It's a good thing I took lore doggos.
Lore peppers.
Oh.
Oh, found the box.
Not quite.
Not quite.
But it didn't hurt it.
All right. Oh, good.
I so say I try to bandage something. I'm like, I'm sorry, Elk. I think
it twitches,
I could.
Like, because, I mean, like, it's. You know, an animal
he gently pulls his paw back, like when you try to cut a dog's nails.
Yeah, like have you ever tried to like?
No.
Like so, if one of your pets have been like hurt, like or like fell, and you're just like, come on, get and you're like,
yeah, and they limp, and you just feel terrible. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
So I think that these wounds can only be healed by magic, but alas, my power is almost completely drained for the day, so I do not think it wise.
It is fine. It's worth the attempt.
Aladar like motions to the door. Benson looking rough. He's taking a lot of damage in this thing, but he pulls out this potion and he just drinks it. And he throws the bottle on the floor.
That's lit.
He approaches the door, ready to open it.
Oh.
Okay, so you approach the northern door that Kesra's at?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so you, which one of you opens the door?
Kesra goes ahead and opens it.
Kesra opens the door. You find, it looks like a bunch of, like, discarded equipment. Most of it doesn't look useful, but you do find what seems to be a scroll case.
Oh.
Hmm. I would like to inspect what's inside.
Okay. You open it. There are 2 scrolls in there.
9.
one of them you're like, this is dangerous, I shouldn't read it.
13.
Okay.
13. That one, that's going to be that one. That is a scroll of fear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Neato.
Yeah.
So I look over at Kesra. He's clearly got something in his hand, and I say, Kesra, what do you have there?
Couple of scrolls. I can read one of them, but the other one is unknown to me.
Well, let me take a look at it. And Adlar walks over, looks at the scrolls. Gets a 19.
There we go. You know that this is a scroll of alarm.
See, this is a scroll of alarm. It is a spell that I am able to cast once I spend some time with Abadar, but it's a good spell. We should hang on to this.
So, seeing him just walk into the room.
Yeah.
What's further?
Further east. It's just the edge of the citadel there. There's a big crumbled wall there that you guys could have gone in or out of. There's 2 arrow slits that you can look out to the front north of the citadel, and you can actually see the goblins camping out from this area too. So
we wave. We all wave.
They wave back. Hello.
And again, Benson just looks haggard. He's been beaten down, and he's pushing forward and. He wants to know what's in that dark room right there.
Yeah, that was the room that I thought you guys walked into, but you didn't.
So I listen.
We tricked ya.
So is that towards the west?
Yeah, so it's towards the west. You have to go south a little bit and then west.
Wait, has anybody inspected the shiny armor?
Nope.
I thought you did detect. Oh, you did.
I detected magic.
There was no magic on it.
Is any check for the armor?
Nope. There's no magic on it. You can see like a glint of what looks like whatever kind of armor he's wearing. It looks kind of nice and shiny, but it's not magic or anything.
Type of armor though. I mean,
Armor. You can
you
see
said silver.
You,
right?
Yeah. It looks like just like a regular chain shirt.
Oh.
Well, Kessler's interested in that. I'm gonna go up and take that armor.
All right. So you see some armor that looks kind of nice.
Yep.
And it's on a body, right? Or is it just sitting
the
there?
Giant mound that it is on?
Oh.
Starts to turn and rumble. Oh. And what looks like a gigantic tortoise with spikes on its back turns to you and lashes out at you with its giant snapping turtle jaws. And I will see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Kelly, I love you, but I hate you at the same time.